Our hole was a bit behind the times. It was a bit archaic, actually. The raw materials were loaded into barrows at the bottom of the furnace, taken to the top of the furnace in a hoist or lift, and at the top furnace, another team of men pushed the barrows from the hoist to the top of the furnace and tipped the material into the top of the furnace. Now, Stanton at that time, and a lot of other blast furnace plants, had got self-feeders where the metal was loaded at the bottom, it went up in a skip and tipped into the furnace at the top. So, hole, as I say, was a little bit behind its time. But anyway, it carried on until 1962.